Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
During the evening of the 7th of August in 2022, the Transnet Pipelines National Operating Centre had noted a drop in pressure on the multi-product fuel pipeline transporting diesel between Jameson Park and Ull Road. Joining me now is the Public Relations Manager at Transnet, Sarita Knutse. Sarita, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
You sent out a search party to go and find out what was happening that led to that drop in pressure. What did they find?
When they located the actual illegal tapping on the pipeline, which was hampered slightly by the wet ground and the terrain that they were looking in, but they located an illegal fitting on the pipeline and with a resultant diesel fuel leakage as well.
And do we know any information as to who could have been behind that illegal tapping of the pipeline?
Unfortunately, not at this stage, but we have various task teams and intelligence services trying to sort of get behind all the fuel theft incidents and form up an intelligence basis on who is behind the fuel theft. And while some of it is syndicated, you also have some opportunistic, if I can call it that, fuel thefts because of the high price of fuel at the moment. And that makes it more dangerous.
It does, doesn't it? Because you've reported, what, over 40 theft incidents since the start of April this year?
We have. And, up to date, in the last 3 years, we've reported 7 deaths. Fires, explosions, where people have tampered in on the pipeline and not realized the dangers of it. And unfortunately, in the process, they lost their lives or the tankers exploded. And it's a huge risk to the communities living adjacent to our pipelines.
Knowing that with the increased fuel price that we will see probably a trajectory, unfortunately, we'll see an increase in the number of such incidents, what security interventions are you putting in place? Because I imagine Transnet wants to be more than just reactive to incidents. They probably want to deter people from attempting to steal the fuel, don't they?
That's correct. And we've got deployed various tactical teams. We've enhanced surveillance, ground patrol, air patrol. We're working with various farmers associations and farm watch associations. And we're doing everything possible to get one step ahead and to make sure that we have we stop these incidents before they actually occur.
What proportion of the incidents would you say are chancers who are taking up opportunistic moments to tap into the fuel and steal it versus those that are driven by syndicates?
Probably about 15% chancers, and the rest is more organized.
All right. So the priority then is in getting after those organized syndicates
and
getting them under control, I suppose. I know investigations are possibly sensitive and you can't share too much detail, but what level of engagement do you have then with SAPS and other law enforcement agencies in the process of investigating those syndicates?
All right, so we have a joint task team with them. Since April, we've arrested 18 people, a specific joint task team, appointed a legal team to ensure that these prosecutions go through the courts and that they face the full might of the law, tampering with essential infrastructure, get a heavy sentence, as heavy as possible, minimum 15 years. And we're hoping that all these joint efforts between us, law enforcement agencies, the legal side, will all pay fruits.
And there's an urgency to it, I hope, because we know that the greatest deterrent is the knowledge that should you attempt this, you will be caught and you will be prosecuted successfully and you will be sent to jail.
Absolutely. I don't think anyone in pipelines or in Transnet underestimates the urgency, or any of the law enforcement agencies, the Hawks, the special task team. Everyone is working around the clock to try and curb this.
Let's now try and understand the impact of these incidents of thefts and attempts at stealing the fuel have on your ability to deliver on your service. For those who don't understand, Jameson Park and Earl Road, who is that pipeline serving?
All right. So the main pipeline is a trunk line from Durban up to Heidelberg, and then from Heidelberg into the Gauteng market. And all your forecourts and all your our clients is the oil industry of South Africa. So every single motorist and every single person in Gauteng who uses fuel is reliant on us to make sure that there's security of supply. Johannesburg International Airport is reliant on us to make sure that there's enough jet fuel supply. So any interruption in fuel supply could have a dire impact on the economy of the country and the supply of fuel in Gauteng, in the greater Gauteng.
And how have then the 40 theft incidents since April, because I imagine in investigating any incident like you noted on the 7th of August, there will need to be a stop or at least a much reduced flow of fuel from Durban up to Gauteng, which means that the forecourts in Gauteng, Outotamba International and all other people who rely on that security of supply will have to, I don't know, for a day or two, have to run the risk of not having access to fuel. Or am I oversimplifying a complex dynamic?
No, we're working quite closely with our clients. And we have an accumulation facility in Heidelberg. So if there's an interruption in the pipeline supply from Durban to Heidelberg, we have an accumulation facility in Heidelberg. And then our clients have a certain stock level on hand. And any interruption in the pipeline, our pipeline repair teams endeavor to repair that within 24 hours so that interruptions are minimized. And as a between the oil industry, ourselves, we've managed to keep the market supplied.
Which is good. That incident, or the latest one we're talking about at least anyway, took place on the 7th of August. All the repairs, I imagine, are completed and that pipeline is now back in full operation.
Correct. The pipeline was repaired early morning of the... It repaired on early morning of the 9th, and it was back in operation on the morning of the 9th. And yes, we're supplying the market again.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Sarit Knutze is the Public Relations Manager at Transnet, reflecting, of course, on the latest of what has been now 40 theft incidents since April of 2022 of the fuel that is supplied from Durban to Gauteng. And it's good to note that there's a task team that is urgently responding to any incidents in the first place, and then obviously investigations as to what syndicates in the main would be behind these theft of oil. It was 2 days ago when we received a call from a listener who had tried to get in touch with the SAPS to indicate that there's a truck that is parked in a place along the N3 which really it should not be parking, and was worried that it might be involving a theft of fuel, as we've been reporting. It's not to say that that incident is the same as this one, but it's good to know that there are active citizens in South Africa who will be alerting law enforcement, and if they don't get any joy there, alert us as a media to such incidents, because we need to have that security of supply of fuel between Durban and the Highveld.